You are just one decision away from living that life you've always dreamed of. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, Alan Hine from Modern Health Month talks with us about making decisions that change your life forever. Enjoy.
When you look back on your life, there are often very specific moments that really do change the course of your life forever. And the temptation when you create content online about how to improve your life is to share a bunch of these little hacks, these little habit hacks that change little things, but don't really change your life in a big way. But in this video, I want to share 5 life philosophy changes that really did change the course my life went in every day after that point. Now, a couple months back, I downloaded a dating app called Hinge. And I was in New York City visiting friends and going out, and I was talking to this girl on the app. So she said that she came to New York City, she moved there, because she was living in LA and she went through this horrible breakup. It just decimated her life, and she really just wanted to get away from it all and move to New York and start her life over again. It's funny how often I've heard that version of that exact story in New York or in LA. And it's very reminiscent of my own experience booking a one-way ticket to China, because I knew many expats in that community, people that had moved from all the various parts of planet Earth, and some of them said almost the exact same things, word for word. You know, people would say things like, I just wanted to get away from the rat race. People would say things like, I just want to get away from the hustle and bustle and the grind. Or that I don't want to sit there and have to pay this mortgage for my 2.5 kids and my white picket fence lifestyle. But the crazy thing in all of these situations is that people are talking about, to me, what they were running away from, but not what they were running towards. And I think this is a very, very subtle but hugely important distinction. Because when you run away from something, first of all, you're making your decisions out of fear. Almost like your decisions are these little gremlins running after you, trying to haunt you. And you're being driven by a negative emotion primarily. You're being driven by your mom and dad. They want you to be a doctor. You don't. You want to travel Thailand. So you're like, screw you, mom and dad, and you take off. Well, that produces negative emotions along with your decision. And myself, having been a 20-something and having coached hundreds of 20-somethings one-on-one, I've seen that these decisions where you're running away from something often end up being problematic later because you weren't running towards an ideal dream or an ideal outcome. You just wanted to get away from something. You're trying to run into the whole world just to get away from the scary monster. Now, that is a completely different feeling from running towards something you love. Running away is usually driven by fear and regret. Running towards is usually driven by excitement and by love. And you often won't regret that. The second decision for me that changed my life was to always try my best to make the brave decision and not the easy decision. Now, I've talked about this here a lot because it would be impossible for me not to talk about it. And one of the stories that really summed this up was this one night I was out getting a glass of wine and dinner with one of my high school friends. And while we were talking, he was mentioning that he was finally feeling ready to settle down a bit. And he was ready to start a family and just feel more stable and have a girl in his life. As he was saying that, he was eyeing this Brazilian girl across the room. And he kind of loosely knew her and he knew some of her friends. She was out there talking with her friends and smiling and having fun. And he was telling me about how he just wished he had the guts to go talk to her. He had just built up all this rejection and all these associations with his negative past experiences dating or trying to date. But eventually we got to talking and he ended up just talking to the girl as awkward, as uncomfortable, as sweaty as it was. And guess what? 2 years later, they ended up getting married. So there are these decisions that we want to make in our lives that are both exciting and both really, really scary. And asking someone out that intimidates you is one example of that. But this could be in any decision of your life. It could be the decision to live in a much uglier home or apartment so that you can save a lot of money or that you can help your parents. It can be the decision to book the one-way ticket to China like I did, because that's the dream and you would regret that on your deathbed if you didn't do that. It could be going after the passion project when your parents want you to become the doctor, or it could be writing the book when no one believes in you and everybody's criticizing you because they don't think you have what it takes. Whatever it is, the more you can make the brave decision and not the fearful one, the faster your life will become amazing. The third general philosophical decision that helped my life was the decision to just get 1% better. Because look, there are things that you want to go after in life that are difficult goals. There are things that you want to achieve, but something happens to you. Maybe you get rejected or dumped by the person you think is your soulmate. Maybe you don't get into medical school and that was your whole life plan. No other plan, no other goal. It was get into this professional program and that's going to be my saving grace, my golden ticket. And it doesn't work out. Or maybe it is something happens with your family and that was your whole purpose in life. That was everything you wanted and something happened to them. Or maybe it's illness or disease and that is the thing that changes the direction of your life forever because it's dictated how you have to live now. In all of these things that happen to us, the only thing we can keep in mind is that I'm just going to do essentially the best I can. And you can do everything right in life and you can be a good person, a virtuous person who treats people well, and bad things can still happen to you. It doesn't mean you're immune from the trials and tribulations of life or even death. So what do you do? For me, in these situations where I literally feel like I've been on my knees crawling, just trying to get through another day, or even so ill that I don't even know where I'm going to be a year from now, it's in those situations where I reminded myself that all I'm going to do is try to become 1% better. And on some days, the 1% better just means I'm going to show up to my job today.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.